Canto, 19th chapter, entitled The Island of Jambudvip, text 12 on the board, and I think I have to read 11 as well. So I'll just read 11. Sanskrit is prose, a bit of a problem for me. I'm just going to read the translation of the text 11, which has no purport. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Naranarayan, the best of all saintly persons, the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the most self-controlled and self-realized. Free from false prestige, and he is the asset of persons who have no material possessions. He is the spiritual master of all Paramahansas, who are the most exalted human beings, and he is the master of the self-realized. Let me offer my repeated obeisances unto his lotus feet. It seems a bit loud to me, I don't know. Huh? Isn't it? Yeah, humming and ecto comido. Text 12. Gayati cha karta Asya sarga adishu yaka na bhajyate na hanyate dehagata api daihikai drastu na drik yasya Gunai vidushyate tajmai nama ashapta vivikta shakshine gayati chedam kartasya sarga dishuyo nabhajyate Nahanyate deha gatopi dai hikai Drastu nadrik jasya gunai vidushyate Tasmai namo shakta vivikta shakshine Kartasya sarga dishu yo nabhajyate Nahanyate deha gato pidaihikai Drastu nadrik jasya guna vidushyate Tasmai namo shakta vivikta shakshine Kartasya sarga dishu yo nabhajyate Nahanyate deha gato pidaihikai Dastu nadrik yasya gunai vidushyate Tasmai namo shakta Tasmai namo shakta vivikta shakshine Atasya sargayana bhajyate Nite devapati pankar Thank you. Aziz? Gayati, he sings, cha, and, idam, this, karta, the executor, asya, of this cosmic manifestation, sarga adeshu, of the creation, maintenance, and destruction, ya, one who na bhajyate is not attached as the creator, master or proprietor. Na, not. Hanyate is victimized. Deha gata api, although appearing as a human being. Daihikai, by bodily tribulations such as hunger, thirst, and fatigue. Drastu, of him who is the seer of everything. Na, not. Drik, the power of vision. Yashya, of whom? Gunai, by the material qualities. Vidushyate, is polluted. Tasmai, unto him. Nama, my respectful obeisances. Ashakta, unto the Supreme Person who is unattached. Vivikto, without affection. Shakshine, the witness of everything. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Narad, the most powerful saintly sage, also worships Naranarayan by chanting the following mantra. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this visible cosmic manifestation. Yet, he is completely free from false prestige. Although to the foolish, he appears to have accepted a material body like us, he is unaffected by the bodily tribulations like hunger, thirst, and fatigue. Although he is the witness who sees everything, his senses are unpolluted by the objects he sees. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that unattached, pure witness of the world, the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead. Shall we chant that together? Yes? Narad, the most powerful saintly sage, also worships Naranarayan by chanting the following mantra. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of the creation, maintenance and annihilation of this visible cosmic manifestation. Yet he is completely free from false prestige. Although to the foolish he appears to have accepted a material body like us, he is unaffected by the bodily tribulations like hunger, thirst, and fatigue. Although he is the witness who sees everything, his senses are unpolluted by the objects he sees. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that unattached, pure witness of the world, the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is described as Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the body of eternity, transcendental bliss, and full knowledge. Now in this verse, he is more fully described. Krishna is the creator of the entire cosmic manifestation, yet he is unattached to it. If we were to construct a very tall skyscraper, we would be very attached to it. But Krishna is so renounced that although he has created everything, he is not attached to anything. Nabhajyate. Furthermore, although Krishna has his transcendental form, Satchitananda Vigraha, he is not disturbed by the bodily necessities of life, which are called daihika. For example, he is never hungry, thirsty, or fatigued. Nahanyate deha gato pi dushyaka daihika. Then again, since everything is Krishna's property, he sees everything and is present everywhere. But because his body is transcendental, he is above vision, the objects of vision, and the process of vision. When we see something, someone beautiful, we are attracted. The sight of a beautiful woman immediately attracts a man, and the sight of a man naturally attracts a woman. Krishna, however, is transcendental to all these faults. Although he is the seer of everything, he is not afflicted with faulty vision. Nadrikyasya gunai vidushyate. Therefore, although he is the witness and seer, he is aloof from all affections for the activities he sees. He is always unattached and separate. He is only a witness. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshush Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhuttale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapanamukta. Gayanti Chedam Katasya Sargadishu Yonabhajyate Nahanyate Deho Gati Pi Daikive Kai Drastu nadrik yasya gunai vidushyate tasmai namo shakta vivikta shakshine. It's that time of the year when everyone leaves for various jobs. Work, service, whatever. What happened? You can't hear?
No, I
can't hear. Okay. So, therefore, they're scraping the barrel of Bhagavatam speakers, and they asked me to speak. Long time since I've been here. My service generally means I'm on site at this time of the day. Anyway, we'll try to do something. Narad is the most powerful saintly sage. He worships Naranarayan by chanting the following mantra. So we see that all the saintly persons, all the sages, all the Mahajans that we read about in the scriptures, they're all worshipping the Supreme Lord, Krishna, or one of his expansions. Here, Naranarayan is mentioned, and Ramachandra was mentioned earlier. Many, many different manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are described. In fact, it's described that they're like waves. They're like waves. Waves of the ocean. Waves of the ocean, if you go to the ocean beach, so unlimited waves are just coming, one after the other, one after the other. They never stop. And Supreme Lord Krishna, in his various manifestations, is also coming to this material world and enacting various pastimes, various interactions with his devotees and with demons also, we see. When he comes, to this world, foolish people think that he's the same as us. He's the same. Well, I'm here, I have a body. He also has a body. So this is a gross misunderstanding. Gross misunderstanding. The Lord is Satchitananda Vigraha, always full of Satchit Ananda, knowledge, eternality, like that. So he's always transcendental. This material nature is also him. It's also his energy. And the living entity, that's us, we are always subservient to that energy, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world is the yoga maya, and in the material world, mahamaya. But always servant, always subservient, and always dependent on that energy of the Lord. But the Lord, his position is different. He's not dependent. He's not. He doesn't have to rely on anything or anyone. Although we see that he does, for his own interaction, for his own pleasure, for rasa with his devotees. But that doesn't mean he has to, it doesn't mean he needs to, he doesn't need our little offering of whatever it is. He says, you give me a little leaf, some water, flour. And Prabhupada says, yeah, anyone can do that. You're not asking for $1,000 or $100,000 or a little water, a leaf, preferably a tulsi leaf or a flower. Anyone can find these things and offer it to the Lord and develop that relationship. But it's not that the Lord needs that. We need that for our benefit, to re-establish our relationship. So Krishna is, Prabhupada says here in this verse, it's being described some of his qualities, and that's the benefit of hearing from these sages and saintly persons. They know, and they can they know something about the Lord, and they can impart that to us and describe it. And we need to know that. We need to understand, because Krishna himself says that if we understand the transcendental nature of his appearance and activities, then we can go back home. We can get out of this place of misery. No one can say, no one in this material world can say that they're free from anxiety. Everyone is full of anxiety. It doesn't, if they say that, no, I'm very happy, everything is all good. I was listening to a tape, Prabhupada said they're liars. They say like that. You see one bird in the field or in the thing, food is there, someone threw some grains, it's eating the grains, but it's always in anxiety, checking, something gonna come, attack me, kill me. And that's our situation. We're always in anxiety about something or other, until and unless we take to Krishna consciousness. And when we become Krishna conscious, then Vaikuntha, no anxiety, right? Why? Krishna is described as Satchitananda Vigraha, but the living entity in his original state is also Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Minute, not on the same level as Krishna, but the same quality. The quality is the same. You cannot match the drop of water with the drop with the ocean. So Krishna is like ocean and we are drops. But the quality is the same. Satchit Ananda Vigra. So therefore, when we re-establish our consciousness of Krishna, then we can be without anxiety. And that's the only way. There's no other way to achieve that. So we're here, we're in the material world, we have these senses, vision, smell, taste, all these different, and when we engage those senses, you know, we see, Prabhupada explains here about, you know, you see a beautiful woman, some attraction is there. The woman sees that attraction is there. You see something, even look out, a very beautiful attraction is there. And that if we allow that to continue, then our entanglement deepens. So you have these senses, you have the mind, and it's the mind which can be our greatest enemy. Generally speaking, it is, but it can also be our friend. So Prabhupada says, and the scriptures tell us, Gita, control. We control the mind, bring it under control, and then things can start to change. We can start to focus our energy, our senses. Rishikesh, Krishna, one of his names, he's the master of the senses. So it's not that the senses have to tie us and bind us. By purification, by control, it can go the other way. I am the taste of water, Krishna says. So we can start to connect those things with Krishna. I'm the taste of, you drink some water, thirsty, get some satisfaction. Some satisfaction is there. That's Krishna. That satisfaction is Krishna. You see some a beautiful object, that attraction, that's Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. He is the source of that. So in that way, in our daily lives, we have to come to the point of connecting everything with Krishna, with the Lord. But what is he doing? He's playing with his friends in Vrindavan. Parasha Shakti Vididhaiva Shuyate. Everything is going on by his energies. But he's playing. He doesn't have to exert himself. And he's certainly not attached. You know, it's his property. He is the seed-giving father of all living entities. All this that we see is just a spark of his splendor. But he's not attached or attracted. It's for our benefit, in fact, that all this is going on over here. And most of the stuff is going on back in the spiritual world. This is only a quarter, as described, of the whole thing. So it's everything. Everything is Krishna's property. Everything belongs to him, but he has no attachment to it. He's not controlled by it. He's not, you know, he's quite happy to be playing with his friends in Vrindavan. He doesn't need to do anything. However, because he's so kind, he, you know, we have all these waves of expansions who come to the material world, manifest here, enact their pastimes for our benefit, and all these devotees of his who also come for our benefit to describe the reality, describe what's really going on and try to wake us up from our ignorance and try to get us back on the path back home, back to Godhead. So we're all here aspiring devotees of the Lord, trying to follow in the footsteps of personalities. Narad is way beyond our knowledge or reach. We can hear from him through the Bhagavatam. But we have Prabhupada, we have in more recent times, it's not, we don't have to look millennia ago to find those kind of personalities. In our line, Mahaprabhu was only present here 500 years ago, and he gave us such a, he made it so easy for us. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasteva, 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 Vatiranta. Because in this age, this fallen age of Kali where we find ourselves, you say, well, it's, who wants to, you know, take birth in Kali? But hey, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. Mahaprabhu was present on this planet, in this place, a mere 500 years ago. And his followers, his parshads, their places of pastime are surrounding us. And we're so fortunate to be able to roll in that dust, hear from them and their followers. That line has come down. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. So let's not let's take advantage of that mercy, and let's try to do something to push on that mission that Mahaprabhu started. And he'll witness. He's a witness. He'll see. He sees. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Prabhuji.
Here in this verse, the supreme aloofness of the Lord is being praised, how aloof he is, how detached he is. I like these descriptions of Krishna, because it's nice to know that he's not tangled up like we are in the emotions and the bonds of material nature of this material world. But still, sometimes when I hear these descriptions, I ask myself this question: does he care about me? Because if he's so aloof as these descriptions describe, then I always think, does he care? So that's the question that comes in my mind. Does he care? And if he does care, how can he care and still be so aloof? That's the next question.
Yeah. Well, it's a good question. It's a good point. But we can see that although he is aloof, spends all his time playing with his friends, right? He has servants, like Balaram. Balaram's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, non-different from Krishna. Nityananda is his manifestation in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So they take up the work of, I think it's wrong to call it work. It's not work. It's their unbridled, loving concern. Unbridled, loving concern for those minority of jivas who are lost. That's us. So, Parasha Shakti, he's Krishna's aloof, and you know he's going on, but there is an unbridled compassion and love, which manifests through his expansions. They do they come, and Radharani. You know, she's the the head, I guess you'd say, of that group. So, yeah, he is aloof, but when we see the scriptures and when we read about all the arrangements that are made, that he makes, and he sends his own people. Prabhupada, we hear that he is an example of that. And Prabhupada was sent. You go and do something. Right? So then we can understand that aloofness is there, he's not attached, but that loving relationship is not absent. That loving care is not absent in that aloofness. It's there.
Krishna is always reciprocating with the devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says, as you surrender to me, I will reward you accordingly. So it may seem that he is aloof, but even now he is situated in our hearts as Paramatma. And it's also described as being the witnessing bird. And he's watching our activities. And when he sees that we're showing some sincerity, then his reward to us is tenfold the efforts that we make to become spiritually consciousness. And the example is also with Lord Chaitanya. He is Krishna, of course, and at the passing of Haridas Thakur, the Lord personally took his devotee in his arms, the body of his devotee in his arms, and carried him to the ocean. So Krishna says that he is aloof, but he is always there, and he's lending a helping hand to our efforts, because he wants everyone to come home back to Godhead, but ultimately that choice is ours. We want to remain in the material world, then the facilities are here for us to stay eternally. But if we want to make effort reciprocation is not lost at the time of death. It continues. Aum Janmanamante Yunagate after many, many births. We will come face to face with Krishna. And then our mellow will be to play with him, to enjoy wonderful pastimes. I don't think he's ignoring us. No, I don't care. No. He's always telling you, just like the two birds sitting in the heart of Paramatma. Hey, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you listening to me? So he wants us to come home. So that way he's reciprocating us.
Hare Krishna. Okay, I think time's up. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.